passages to preach, especially you hear it many times at funerals, is in 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse 51. And we're going to talk about his coming tonight, when he comes. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 53. Jesus says, "Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord, your promise all through the Bible that you are coming again. And Lord, we look forward to that day. And God, we thank you to open up our hearts tonight and let us just see this passage of Scripture. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The Bible, I believe, clearly teaches there is coming a time when every born-again believer who is alive is going to be changed, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's going to be a glorious, glorious day. Some will be caught up without dying. Others that have died will be resurrected and again to meet the Lord in the air. Now, the Bible teaches that. The Bible refers to it many different ways. In 1 Corinthians 1:7, it says, "The waiting for our coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." In Titus 2:13, "We're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And that word "caught up" is where we get the word rapture. Rapture. Now, not rupture. I heard somebody say one time he was talking to some people in the hospital, or he went to the hospital, and two ladies were talking, and they said, pastor asked them what they were doing, and he said, she said, we're talking about the rupture of the church. And I know some churches have ruptured, all right. But rapture means a catching away. A catching away or gathering to oneself. And I believe with all my heart, the Lord is going to come one day and snatch us away, catch us away. And we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the rapture of the church. Now, there's several illustrations of people being raptured. I think of one that the Bible says in the Old Testament, Enoch walked with God, and that he was taken. He was translated that he should not see death and was not found. That word, God translated him before he gave a good testimony to the Lord. Someone said they were probably walking along. Enoch was walking and talking with God, and the fellowship was with God was great, and God said, "Come on home, Enoch, you're going to be in heaven tonight." So he took him home. One of these days, I believe with all my heart, God will do for millions of people what he did for Enoch. He'll call us on home, supernaturally translated into that presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also in the Old Testament, Elijah was caught up in a chariot of fire and carried into the very presence of God. Also, Jesus Christ is an illustration of the rapture of the church. He was buried, and 3 days later, raised from the dead and ascended to the Father. And he met with his disciples, and later on, in Acts, the Bible says they watched him as he was going up into heaven, and the men said, "Why stand ye here gazing in the heaven. So the Bible gives us some illustrations of the, I believe, rapture of the church. And when you come to Jesus, you who are identified with Christ, crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, are going to be raised with Christ. And folks, that ought to get you on shouting ground tonight. We're all probably here tonight, home folks. I hope everyone is saved. I hope everyone here tonight is secure in their salvation. If not, tonight may be the night that you trust Him as Lord and Savior. For the, I've heard many times in our churches, there's a lot of people, just like I was, that grew up in church and thought we were saved, but we really never had that personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if you look over in your Bibles a little further over, you'll find another passage of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I want to read that to you. I just love this passage too. It says, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren. I heard a preacher one time said he was mixed up, and he said, I don't want you ignorant, brethren. And everybody just died laughing. But he said, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, he says, comfort one another with these words. A while ago, we read in 1 Corinthians about being changed. Now, in this old life, this old body, to make it into heaven, has got to have a change about it. And God will change us. In 1 Thessalonians, here in chapter 4, he gives us four promises about the rapture of the church. Now, one is the Lord himself is where the emphasis is placed. One of these days, and some people think it will not be long, the last soul, I believe, is going to be saved. The last person, the church will be completed. And the Lord, I believe, will look over at the son and say, son, go get your children. Oh, isn't that wonderful? The Lord himself will come. He will descend, not an angel, but the Lord himself. There'll be a shout. Man, I tell you, he will announce to the saints of God, you're going up. Man, I tell you, that just brings chill bumps on my arm, because I just know one day the Lord's going to come. And the voice of an archangel. The archangel summoned the angels to war. All the diplomatic relations will be cut off. The great tribulation will occur. And the trump of God is to apply, I believe, to Israel. God's going to deal with them again. God's been dealing with them, working with them. He's called his church now. I believe he's going to call his bride out. And then God will deal with his children. In the book of Numbers, the trumpets of God were used for the nation of Israel. They would signal many different things, war. They would signal worship. And they would signal a warning. Something's about to happen. And something fantastic is going to happen. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:8, for the trumpet shall give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for battle? At this time, there's going to be a war. The trumpet God sounds will be dealing with the nation of Israel, and it will have a special significance for the people of God. It says here in 1 Thessalonians, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Folks, I don't know about you, but I've said that many times. It's not a blinking of an eye, it's a twinkling of an eye. It's that little glistening of an eye, so fast that you can't even think about it. At the last trumpet, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ will be raised, and we shall be changed. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not looking for the last signs. I believe we've already seen a lot of signs. It's done gone past that now. We ought to be listening for the trumpet. He could come at any moment, folks. And when we hear the voice of God and the archangel and the trumpet of God, we will be out of here. We'll be caught up. Now, it says not only the Lord will give the call, the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, the Bible, if you look at the Bible, you will discover an unfolding of the doctrine through scriptures. Job said this, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Job said, I know that if this old body is gone and buried, that in the last day I'll have a new body and I shall see God. That passage of scripture. You see, Job had a hope, a faith in the resurrection. He knew that if he died, he would stand one day in the latter day. In John 5:29, now there's going to be two resurrections. One, it says the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. Now, this is going to apply to be a resurrection of those in Christ, those who are saved, those who are born again. The dead in Christ shall rise first, those believers who have died in Christ. Man, I can think back over the years that I have been preaching here at this church. Man, those old bodies that we've laid to rest, they're going to be resurrected. The cemetery is going to be a lively place. They're going to be out of here. They're going to raise first, the Bible says. And then the resurrection later of the unsaved. After God comes, I believe, for a 1,000-year reign, the millennial reign, the resurrection of the damned shall occur. And when Jesus comes in the air, a shout will be heard by those believers in Christ who are already buried, and they'll be raised first. And then it goes on to say, and then we who are alive shall be caught up. As best as I understand, there are three shouts that I found in the Bible. When Jesus shouted at the tomb of Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, come forth. You know the story, and Lazarus came out with the grave clothes still on him. On the cross, Matthew says, Jesus shouted with a loud voice, and many came out of the grave. Now, one of these days, the Bible says, he will shout again, and millions will be coming out of the grave. Oh, what a day that will be. What a resurrection time that's going to be when the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, comes and changes those who are asleep right now and gives them that new body. And then we which are alive and remain will have a new life. You see, there's going to be a rapture of the church. those who are alive and remain. Now, Brother Teddy said a while ago, I wish you would quit getting old, so I would stop getting old. And I said, the only way we can stop that is die, brother. And I'm ready for it, but I got a few more years. I'd like to do some other things, see? But we're all should be ready for his coming, because we're not guaranteed we're going to make it home tonight. That's just how fast he could come. And then we would be in that first resurrection, those who are dead in Christ that are buried. But it says here, those who are alive and remain. Boy, the Bible says it's going to happen. When they built our house down here a couple of years back, there's a lot of nails laying around. Eddie, y'all left a lot of nails, brother. Bill said, get a big magnet and roll around that yard and it'll pull all them nails up and you won't get them in your tire. Sure enough, you know, as that magnet rolls over, it just picks all of those nails up. Those little iron nails made out of iron, they'll come. But it doesn't pick up everything. It just picks up those that has the same, made up of the same things that of iron that corresponds to the magnet. It doesn't pick up sticks, it doesn't pick up thorns, things like that. When the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, it's only going to pick up those who are in Christ, those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Only those whose lives have the same nature as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not everybody, just those who are in Christ. Folks, we ought to have that same nature of Christ. We ought to be his children. We ought to be partakers of that inheritance that Jesus Christ gives us to be caught up on that day. And the Son of God will come for the sons of God. Ask yourself tonight, am I a child of God? Do I have that same nature as Jesus Christ? Have I been born again? Have I been born again? Can you imagine just for a moment when millions are caught up? Could be a father in a home left behind, a mother, a son, daughter. But imagine those who are taken out. A father, a mother, a son, a daughter. You know, I'm so glad that my family has trusted Christ. I'll see them again one day in heaven. And it says, and so we shall ever be with the Lord. Folks, that is an amazing moment in the rapture of the church. When God comes for his children, one of the greatest events to take place, folks. Now, what should we do? Hebrews 10:25. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, folks, if you look around at the signs of the time, when you go over in Matthew and you read, when Jesus says he's coming back, you'll see the birth pains and things like this. Folks, we have seen so many things happen in our lifetime. We were talking about the mountain of God this morning, about Abraham. We got to go there. They've got that mosque sitting there now. But I think it'll all change, just as Jesus says he will. And you know, we should be encouraging one another. We've got a lot of members that don't come on Sunday night. We've got a lot of members that don't come on Sunday morning. Our job, our duty, I believe as Christians, is to encourage them to come and do everything we can to call them, to pray for them, let them know that we still love them, that we want to see them in church. We're not out for numbers' sake. But listen, times are going to get rough. And I see so many of our members that have fallen away as the day approaches. And God could come at any moment. And listen, they're saved. If they're saved, they'll be saved. Even though they've fallen out of church, they'll be saved. But wouldn't it be better for them to go to heaven having been in the center of God's will? It would be. Folks, when I go to heaven, I want to hear Him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I don't want to be out of church. I don't want to be out of fellowship with His church. Wouldn't it be something? I thought about this morning. To be preaching. And you give the invitation. And the very last soul that's going to be saved on earth steps out and comes down and accepts Christ. God says, "That's it. That's the last one. Go get them." And He blows the trumpet and calls us home. Wouldn't it be an experience to be a soul winner and out there knocking on the door, and an old boy comes to the door and his family comes and you're able to win them to Christ, and God says, "That's the last one. You have won the last person to Christ." Man, a soul winner's crown. Wouldn't that be an experience to know? I'm wondering, is the last one here tonight? We're all home folks, but we all God's folks, children of God. Is He trying to reach you? It might be the last one. You might be the last one. And you've been holding out for so long. Oh, I know the devil is working. He's making you think, you know, I've been in church so long. Surely, if the trumpet sounds, He'll let me in. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it is, folks. You've got to have a personal relationship. You see, Nicodemus was a good man, a religious man. And Jesus said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." Are you here tonight? You're a religious person, but you've never had a personal relationship with Christ. No one's going to laugh at you for coming. The old devil will try to get you to think, man, if I come down there, people are going to think that they're going to know that I wasn't saved all these years. It doesn't matter what somebody thinks. It's what God thinks that counts. And if you're here tonight and you've been religious all your life and you're not saved, tonight is the night that you ought to come. Because you're not guaranteed another. And wouldn't it be wonderful if you got saved and the trumpet sounded? In a moment, we was all caught out of here. Wouldn't that be great to all go to heaven together as the body of Christ? He is coming. We don't know when, but it's in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that Your promises are real. You said You'd come back. We don't know. But if there's someone here tonight that doesn't know You as Lord and Savior, and Lord, You know that person. You know you've been speaking to these people over and over. And tonight they have an opportunity again to get it right. Lord, I pray that if there's someone here that doesn't know you, tonight might be that night that they step out. If not, Lord, may we all be ready, looking and listening for the sound of the trumpet and doing what we can, working for you while the time is short. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.